Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
How to kill plants and your heart. I know that's a very weird topic, a very weird title, but before you judge me for being a plant killer, let me explain. There was an experiment done in a school system to illustrate a point. What they did is they actually had plants growing in a school system in an enclosed environment, and what they did is they had kids that would come up to the plants and essentially say negative things to the plants. They would say the plant is stupid, they would say it's dumb, they would say, I hope you die. And the craziest thing in the world is that they had another tree that was near it, but a little bit further away. And they told the kids to say positive things to this plant. And so with this plant, they would say things like, you're beautiful, you're growing, you're alive, you're strong. And what they did is they wanted to illustrate to the kids the power of words. Now, I know this sounds unbelievable, but they've done this with rice, they've done this with plants, and the most amazing thing in the world is that after some time, the plants that were spoken to negatively actually began to shrivel up. They began to brown. They began to experience a type of death. And the plants that were spoken well of, they grew and they were beautiful and they were strong. And they wanted to illustrate to the kids that they have power in their words, with bullying especially in the school system. And I just find that to be fascinating, because words carry power. If you don't believe me, just go to the first book of the Bible, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And there was light, you know? So check that out. And the point is this, that your words have absolute power. They have power for life, power for death. Now, what's very interesting is that you use words when you speak to yourself. I hear this all the time. I see people who say self-talk. They say, you're an idiot. You're stupid. What are you, a loser? Why do you keep failing? What is your problem? And they talk to themselves that way. No wonder they struggle with success, because the constant words that they speak over themselves are negative and death. But I know other people who speak words of life to themselves, like, you can do this, you've got this, you've done this before, you are strong, you are powerful, God is with you, you have nothing to fear. And I'll tell you what, that self-talk speaks life to them and they experience success as a result. I want to challenge you today. What words are you speaking to yourself? What words are you creating to your future destiny? Words are not neutral, and the way you speak to yourself will shape the success or the failure that you have in the next few weeks, months, and years. Words are like seeds, and if you plant negative ones, they will grow into negativity. But if you plant positive ones, you'll experience life. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. If you need more help on this topic, go to elixirprojectbook.com, elixirprojectbook.com. We have a whole teaching, a whole training around how to become unhackable in work and life, and it deals a lot with words. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, The most powerful weapon on Earth is the human soul on fire.